Phaedra Ellis Lampkins heads Green for All, which says it tries to move people out of poverty and into jobs in a clean energy economy. Ellis Lampkins says the California-based group addresses racial justice issues, but also has a wider mission.
We work on issues of race and class as they relate to what kind of economy we want to be and what kind of country we want to be. But our focus is really on building an economy that works for everyone.
Ellis Lampkins is scheduled to speak this afternoon at the UW-Madison as part of a day-long forum related to the upcoming Earth Day. She says she's aware that Wisconsin Congressman and House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan is promoting a plan that calls for more domestic drilling of oil. She's also heard about Governor Walker putting the brakes on new wind power farms in Wisconsin. Ellis Lampkins says it's disappointing to see that sort of change in direction.
I think when I hear people saying they're fighting a green economy, they remind me of people who fought computers and stayed with typewriters, or people who fought iPods because they wanted boomboxes. And we actually need people who are being thoughtful about what will happen to the people who don't have jobs.
Republican leaders like Governor Walker and Representative Ryan argue that renewable sources of fuel can cost more and lead to higher electricity rates for businesses. But Ellis Lampkin says developers and architects who come up with energy-efficient, green buildings are leading the way on how to control electricity costs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.